You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Indian peanutty noodles. A single dish meal, easily scalable for company. Hello, this is Play Me a Recipe. I am Annada Rathi, coming to you from my kitchen in Haymarket, Virginia. I am a food writer, recipe developer, and a cooking teacher. And I come from a family which loves to talk about food before making it, while making the food, while eating the food, and of course, after eating the food. What can I say? Food incites passion, and that's why you are here with me today, listening to me puttering around in my kitchen. We are going to be making Indian peanutty noodles today, the recipe of which is available in the show notes of this program, as well as on Food 52. So let's get cooking. This recipe is a very classic representation of my approach to cooking, incorporating Indian flavors into universally loved and known dishes like noodles. The star of this dish, peanuts. Peanuts or peanut chutney, which is a dry, powdery condiment made by grinding roasted peanuts along with spices. Now, this peanut chutney is a staple of the state of Maharashtra, which is located in the western part of India. We Maharashtrians are crazy about this chutney, and that's why I came up with this fusion dish, Indian peanutty noodles, which uses peanut chutney as an ingredient. This idea came to me when I was eating Parthai noodles. Now, what will you do with peanut chutney? Mix some olive oil with the chutney and dunk chunks of bread in it, good quality bread, and you can have a quick appetizer. Combine this chutney with plain yogurt, say 2 tablespoons of this chutney with say about 1 tablespoon of plain yogurt. Add some finely diced red onions, cilantro, mix well, and eat it with warm pita bread for a fast in-between meetings lunch. Sprinkle some chutney over a salad for a peanutty crunch. Next, we are going to talk about the ingredients and equipment that we will need to make the Indian peanutty noodles. But before I take off and cannot stop myself, I just want to keep water for the noodles on the stove. We need the water boiling for the noodles to be put in, and I want to do that till I tell you about the ingredients and the equipment. I'm going to take about 4 cups of water and add say 1 teaspoon of salt to it. Just follow the instructions on your noodle pack. They are pretty accurate and I always tend to follow them. This pot is now going to go on the stove at medium heat, adding about 1 teaspoon of salt and leaving it to do its work. Now, what are the ingredients? for this dish. First, we are going to make the chutney and then the noodles. For the chutney, you are going to need a cup of raw, unsalted, unroasted peanuts. Half a teaspoon of cumin powder, half a teaspoon of red chili powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Now, cumin powder, I recommend that you buy small bottles because it tends to lose its potency. So we don't want a flavorless cumin powder. So just buy a small bottle and keep it in the refrigerator and make sure that you use it regularly. Red chili powder, you can use cayenne, that's fine. I tend to use the red chili powder which I buy from the Indian grocery store. If you are allergic to peanuts, you can use pepita seeds instead of peanuts and follow the exact same recipe, that's totally fine. Now let's get to noodles. In noodles, we are going to use 3 ounces of udon or soba noodles per person. You must have noticed that many of these noodles come packed in individual serving size bundles. That is super convenient because one bundle is one serving. So in this, I have used about 6 ounces because I'm making it for 2 people. Other ingredients are 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. I avoid olive oil for my Asian cooking and Indian cooking because olive oil tends to introduce its own flavor, which I do not want. So we have 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, about 1 cup of broccoli cut into 1 to 1.5 inch pieces. Then we have red bell pepper cut into 1/4 moons. That is also 1 cup. And then you have 3/4 cup scallions or green onions. The flavor to this dish is going to be imparted by peanut chutney. We are going to use 2 tablespoons of peanut chutney and 2 tablespoons of soy sauce. I use a light soy sauce. You can decide whatever you want to use. As far as the equipment is concerned, we will be needing a blender or a magic bullet for grinding the chutney and a toaster oven for roasting the peanuts. You can roast the peanuts in whatever kind of oven you have. As far as the peanutty noodles are concerned, the equipment we need is a pot for boiling noodles, a colander to drain the noodles, and a sauté pan for putting the final dish together. In addition, you will also need the usual suspects, the cutting boards, spatulas, knives, and a pair of tongs to toss the noodles. We are going to start the prep for the chutney, and the prep will begin by roasting peanuts in a toaster oven. We have about 1 cup of peanuts which I have taken in the tray, and before I began talking to you just now, I turned my toaster oven on, set it up at 350 so that it would be preheated by the time I put the peanuts in it. Now you put the peanuts in the toaster oven, you have to keep an eye on them. So what we are going to do is after 3 minutes, we are going to turn them. Let's see how the peanuts have turned out. I just turned the tray to the other side. Now the kind of peanuts that we are looking for as a result is they should be slightly darker than golden brown. We want a brownish shade on them, but not dark brown, because they can go from dark brown to burnt in a fraction of a second. We don't want that. So what I'm going to do now is wait for the peanuts to get done and let them cool down. So let's take a break till my peanuts get done and till they cool down. Hi everyone, I am back with Indian peanutty noodles on Play Me A Recipe. I have successfully roasted my peanuts. We are going to make chutney out of these roasted peanuts now. Let's add the peanuts to the magic bullet, and we are going to add our spices, which is red chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin powder, and then I'm going to add 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And then we are going to pulse away. The texture of the peanut chutney is very important. You do not want a fine powder. You want a coarse powder. So what I do, I just pulse it 3 to 4 times and that's it. So let me do that now. Our peanut chutney is ready. The texture is great. It's coarse, granular. I can taste the cumin. I can taste a tad heat of the red chili powder. And I can taste the creaminess of the peanuts. So this is just right. Our chutney is ready. And we have made a chutney which is going to last us for 2 more weeks. And you can make many other things with that. Now coming back to noodles, my water is boiling nicely. I'm going to add noodles to them. I have about 6 ounce udon noodles. As you can see, the water is boiling nicely and the noodles are surrendering themselves to the hot water. Isn't that a sight for the sore eyes? Now, till the noodles are boiling, let's go and prep the vegetables. I have red bell peppers, broccoli, and green onions. You can use any other vegetables of your choice. Onions are fine, cabbage is fine, zucchini, beans, carrots, whatever you want. I am cutting the broccoli into pieces about 1.5 inches long. And let's keep an eye on the noodles. The noodles are boiling too. We don't want them more than 4 to 5 minutes. Because that's what the instructions say. Now I'm going to put it in a colander for us to use. Now let's go back to the noodles and check them. I would like them to cook, say, a minute longer. So let them do that. Let's do, till then, the bell peppers. Now you can use any colors that you want. I have used red here. Because red and green is a lovely combination. I cut the bell pepper in half and then now I cut them in quarters and now I turn them aside and I'm going to make quarter moons out of them. And the thickness should be, say, about 1/2 inch. So about a cup and we are gonna put them aside and the green onions. Green onions, we want only about 3/4 of a cup. And use everything, the green part as well as the white part. So I'm going to add 1/2 portion of the green onions when I'm sauteing the broccoli and the red bell pepper. And then I am going to also use them as a garnish. So I am just done. Till then, I think our noodles should be ready. Okay, I'm gonna put this in a bowl and then go and check on my noodles. Yes, and the noodles are ready. I like the consistency. Turn the heat off. Now I'm taking my noodles to the sink where I have the colander ready. Turn the faucet on because we want our noodles to stop clumping. Put the colander in another pot, fill it with cool water, and just insert the colander in the cool water. And that way the noodles will be submerged in cool water, their internal cooking process will stop, and when you are ready to use them, just pull the colander out and you will see that they are nice, separate, and not clumpy at all. All the prep is done. The chutney is done. The vegetables are cut. The noodles are boiled. Now we are going to put the final dish together. So I have a saute pan out here, a wide saute pan. I am turning the heat on. It's at medium heat. I'm going to be adding 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil and let the oil heat up for say a minute and then I'm going to add the broccoli. Now I did tell you earlier, right, that you can use any vegetables of your choice. Mushrooms is something which tastes really, really good. So say you have mushrooms, green broccoli, and red bell pepper. Awesome color combination, awesome flavor combination too. Let's go ahead and add the broccoli. The oil is not hot yet. Let's add some scallions. I have about 3/4 cup of scallions. I'm just going to take a handful and add it to oil, because you know that's going to start the flavor in the oil. You can turn the heat up a little bit from medium. You can see the onion sizzling. So as you can see, the oil is now imbibing the flavor of the spring onions. So right here, we have added flavor. Now this flavored oil will take in the broccoli. Saute the broccoli for about 5 minutes. We want the broccoli to lose its raw edge and become just a tad pale green. All right. If you want to be a little particular, what you can do is just insert a knife into the stalk of the broccoli and see if it's going easily inside. It's not yet going easily inside. We need to saute for a couple of minutes more. And again, it's personal preference too. I do like them a little more than al dente. That's why I am cooking them for 5 minutes. You can even add red bell pepper after a minute or two because you want them nice and crispy. Okay, I did the knife test and now it's fine. My knife is going in easily. Let's move on to the next vegetable, which is the red bell pepper. We saute this for another 5 minutes for the red bell pepper to lose it. I'm going to turn the heat down a little bit because it's a little smoking. We don't want that. All the vegetables get equal cooking space. None of them are on top of each other. We want them to cook equally. Yes, let's do the knife test again. Knife test is successful. The knife is going without any resistance in the red bell pepper. Now we are going to add and make the sauce. 2 tablespoons of the peanut chutney. Just sprinkle it. 2 tablespoons of my light soy sauce. Mix it well. Make sure the sauce coats the vegetables and turn the heat down all the way because we are going to bring the noodles now from the sink. Now, the noodles are nice and free and not sticking to each other at all. We are going to pull the colander out of the water and shake it so that all the water comes out. I'm going to add the noodles now to this vegetable and peanut sauce. I am going to stir it around. Do everything lightly so that we don't smush the noodles. This is ready. Garnish it with some green onions. You can also garnish it. Yes, this is an idea which just came to me. You can also garnish with a little bit of peanut chutney. Our Indian peanutty noodles are ready. And now we are going to launch into the most important part of the journey, which is the tasting. The noodles look colorful and bright. You can always make them for a party and present it in a nice platter. You know what I can taste right away? It's the cumin. The cumin from the peanut chutney is the first flavor that is hitting me. And if I wouldn't have made this dish, I would have thought, what is that flavor? The vegetables are nice and crunchy, just the way I want them. The peanut sauce is coating all the noodles and the vegetables. The pungency of the soy sauce has been neutralized by the creaminess of the peanuts. So overall, this dish has just the right amount of spice and heat. But because I like more than normal heat, I am going to add a chili sauce as a topping for the Indian peanutty noodles. You can add whatever you like. You, my friends, have made Indian peanutty noodles. A single dish meal, easily scalable for company. And remember, you got a chutney out of it which is multi-use and long-lasting. Thank you for letting me play you a recipe. My name is Annada Rathi. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. My handle is Chutney Lover. You can find my articles and recipes on Food 52 and Washington Post. Please do listen to my podcast, My Simple Cooking, where my friend and I dissect recipes and present tips and techniques to make each recipe in the time you have. Thank you. Now let me go and enjoy the Indian peanutty noodles.